Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Hi, I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and welcome once again to the Your Farm Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. And today we're talking about fresh food, and we're talking about produce. We're talking about fresh fruits and vegetables. And joining us here today on the Your Farm Podcast is Scott Monroe. He's based out of Knox County, the Vincennes area. In fact, he's a member of the Safe Produce Indiana team with Purdue Extension and their food safety training hub near Vincennes. And first of all, Scott, tell us a little bit about yourself and what led you to Purdue Extension and what led you to your role with Purdue Extension, Scott.
Okay, well, I guess for starters, I grew up in the watermelon and cantaloupe business. My family started growing cantaloupe and watermelon in 1870 when they moved here from Ohio, right up until 2013. So I am about the sixth generation of my family to work with produce, and I really don't know that I can conceive of doing anything else professionally. I'm surprised because a lot of our folks in Extension, I wind up in the business somewhat by accident. And I was kind of one of those. I was working as an assistant plant breeder for a produce, a vegetable seed company. And that became time to take a different direction with the career, and Extension was there. So I took a position in Daviess County, Indiana, as the A&R educator. Just very shortly after I got into the county office, started working with some of our local plain communities there with produce and food safety became an issue. So I jumped into that and over time found that I was doing that more and more and more. And then in 2012, growers approached Purdue about having some folks, in full-time positions to work with this issue, to kind of help with our multi-million dollar produce industry down here. And I was fortunate enough to hire into the food safety educator position. So that's just a brief snapshot of how I came into Extension.
And when you talk about fruits and vegetables grown in Indiana, of course, Indiana very much known for grain production, corn and soybeans, also pork production, poultry production as well. But Indiana is very well known for pumpkins. In fact, I want to say Indiana may rank second in the state for pumpkins and other fruits as well. Melons, very much grown in your neck of the woods around the Knox County area there, Scott.
Yeah, we have a thriving produce industry. Our our cantaloupe industry is somewhere in the neighborhood of worth $10 million. We have approximately $100 million watermelon industry. And then, significant production with sweet corn, pumpkins, tomatoes, processing crops. There are some, at one time were some processing tomatoes grown in the area, green beans for processing. So, while Indiana is still by and large an agronomic state, at least in this part of the state locally, produce is a significant part of the overall farm business that we see out here.
Chatting with Scott Monroe with Purdue Extension here on the Your Farm Podcast. He is the food safety educator, and specifically we're talking about produce food safety. What are some of the topics and things that you've learned during your time as a food safety educator that are important to get across to the public in terms of going to the grocery store or going to a farmer's market and making that purchase of fresh fruits and vegetables, Scott?
Well, I think probably the first thing that comes across is that while we hear about a lot of different recalls and a lot of issues, you know, occasionally these things will make the news. And while we have that out there and we see that, we still, by and large, have the largest, safest food supply of any nation on the planet. And I know, you know, if you work in the business, a lot of times that almost becomes cliche. You hear it so much, but really, we do. We have, the safest food supply of any nation. Now, that being said, there are those occasions when something slips into the system. And that's a large part of what we do is work with produce growers to make sure that we're being proactive, preventative, so that we're reducing our risk of something getting into the system at the farm level. And by something, that generally means, a foodborne pathogen or something that could make someone sick. But generally, I think the take home for me is that, we have issues, we work on these issues, but overall the food system is very secure and safe.
And Scott, you mentioned some of those foodborne pathogens that could impact produce. Namely, when you hear about news stories of those pathogens, I would say one of the top stories that you hear about regard E. coli. And I would imagine that's probably one of the top foodborne pathogens that impact fresh fruits and vegetables. Are there other pathogens that folks should be concerned about when it comes to buying and preparing fresh fruits and vegetables at home?
Yeah, there's several different types of organisms that could cause a foodborne illness. You've got parasites, viruses, bacteria, any number of things. But with produce, if you look at the numbers, by and large, it's the bacteria that we worry about. Generally, we're worried about the big three, which would be E. coli, 0157H7, Listeria monocytogenes, and Salmonella. So those are the big three things that we seem to deal with and concern ourselves with. As far as handling, as far as consumer activities, I guess where I come from is I've never met that farmer that goes out and, finishes that second cup of coffee of the morning and stretches real, real big and, says, yeah, it's a great day to make someone sick. Those guys don't exist. So, for consumers, I think what they need to understand is that growers go to great lengths to prevent some of these things from getting into the system, but growers can't do it all. That means when you buy produce, just understand that fresh produce by its very nature is fresh. There's no kill step. There's no processing. So you really need to, at a bare minimum, make sure you're washing that produce before you ever consume it, which can be tough. Some of those behaviors are pretty ingrained. How many of us just absentmindedly take a few grapes out of the bag when we get them home before we wash them? I think for consumers, the big thing is just understand that this is a fresh product. It's a living product. It's a raw commodity. So, we really do need to make sure that we're watching preparation, washing, making sure we're not cross-contaminating with meats and other food items. And just simple stuff like that goes a really long way in reducing risk.
And Scott, what I find fascinating is when it comes to produce food safety. This isn't a small farm or a farmer's market issue. It isn't a large farm or a corporate farm issue. This is an issue regarding food safety and fresh fruits and vegetables that impacts farms of all sizes and impacts each and every one of us across the board, Scott.
Yeah. I tell my growers, bacteria don't discriminate. You can be a large farm and have an issue. You can be a small farm and have an issue. It's really one of the things that, you know, for sure we can say large and small farms have in common is this need to make sure we're doing things in such a way that we're minimizing risk. You know, making sure that we're not giving these bacteria opportunity to become established within the crop or to start growing or give them conditions post-harvest that, you know, that would cause multiplication. So again, yeah, it's one of those things that is a concern for produce farmers, regardless of scale, regardless of commodity. You know, it's just, it's one of those things we all need to work to reduce the risk of something happening within our crop.
Chatting with Scott Monroe, food safety educator with Purdue Extension, here on the Your Farm podcast. What are the legal requirements that growers must satisfy across the board? Once again, I mentioned those small farms, the large farms. What are the legal requirements that all growers must satisfy when you're working with fresh produce?
Well, that's going to vary depending on your situation, where you're at. In 2011, the Food Safety Modernization Act was signed into law. And then in 2016, as part of that, FDA came down with the produce safety rule. And their goal in this, from what I see, was to capture or obligate acres as opposed to number of farms. Also, as it worked, as the Food Safety Modernization Act worked through Congress, there were some amendments. One was the Tester Amendment, which kind of modified requirements for smaller farms. So at this point, there is legislation, there is regulation. Produce growers are obligated to, you know, follow these if they are held to the produce safety rule. And that's based on sales volume, among other things. So, you know, if we have greater than $25,000 in sales, and that's a 3-year rolling average, then I'm going to be needing to look and ask, am I going to be held to this? There's some qualified exemptions. Not all crops are covered. So those crops that are going into processing where they're going to have a kill step or be cooked, you know, growers of those crops are not held to the regulation. So, you know, there's a lot of different qualifiers, but that's on the federal level. Indiana has adopted produce safety rule. You know, the Indiana State Department of Health administers that in Indiana. But really, we have two systems that have kind of grown up together. So there is the regulatory system that growers are obligated to be in compliance with if their size warrants. But there's also an industry system, based on third-party audits. So this is buyer-driven. And it's interesting because the industry requirements, the industry required audits that buyers require of growers are actually more stringent than the regulations. So, you know, depending on a grower's situation, they may be held to regulation and buyer requirements, or just buyer requirements, or just, you know, so it becomes a gray area. And that's one of the things we do is work with growers and try to help them understand where they are, both in terms of produce safety rule, regulation, and then help them work through those industry requirements that might also come along as they scale up their operations.
My guest is Scott Monroe. He is with Purdue Extension. He's the food safety educator, and he's based out of Vincennes. We're going to chat a little bit further and take a deeper dive into Purdue Extension's Safe Produce Indiana team coming up here in just a second. So don't you dare go anywhere. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and you're watching and you're listening to Your Farm as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension.
The average American reaches for their mobile phone about 350 times a day. For Indiana farmers, that number is probably higher, as the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app keeps them updated on the latest markets, weather, and farm news information. If you haven't downloaded this free app, you're missing out on a powerful and portable resource. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app can be downloaded at the Apple Store and Google Play, and at HoosierAgToday.com. The Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
And we're back on the Your Farm Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension. Scott Monroe is our guest. He is with Purdue Extension. He is their food safety educator based out of Vincennes and a member of Purdue Extension's Safe Produce Indiana team. Tell us more about the team and what the Safe Produce Indiana team does.
Yeah, well, the Safe Produce Indiana team is composed of folks based up on Purdue's main campus up in West Lafayette, as well as down here in the Vincennes area. We got started back in 2012, working with growers. I recall in 2012 we had an outbreak of salmonellosis that was traced to a farm in Gibson County on some cantaloupe. We kind of got our start working with growers in 2012, 2013 on some of these issues. And then beyond that, growers, the watermelon cantaloupe growers in this area requested personnel, made the request to Purdue for a full-time position down here to kind of work with these food safety issues. Shortly thereafter, we started adding people. So I came on board in this position in January of 2015. My colleague, Dr. Amanda Deering, who's stationed up on main campus, came into her food safety position, I believe it was in July of 2015. And then from there, we've added Terry Gary, who is the senior extension administrator in the Department of Food Science at Purdue. We've added Dr. Catherine Paraga, who is a food safety outreach and research specialist, who's also stationed down here in Vincennes at our facility. So as a whole, we also have worked very closely, the team has, with the Indiana State Department of Health, Indiana State Department of Agriculture. We try to do the best we can to be a one-stop shop for all things food safety with produce. So, that means working with producers. That might mean going out and doing a mock third-party audit on their farm, ahead of a real audit, just to make sure that they're prepared. That might mean doing a food safety training class. We offer multiple classes over the course of the year. That might mean walking beside or working with growers if there is some type of investigation or inspection activity that's out of the ordinary, just any number of things. But as a team, we all work to provide this service to growers across the state as part of Extension. That's essentially what Extension does. We take all the good stuff from Purdue University and make sure it gets to those folks who can use it.
Scott, if a produce grower in any part of the state, any one of Indiana's 92 counties, wants to get a hold of you and your team, and they have questions, maybe not just about foodborne illnesses or pathogens, but they have questions about soil types or any number of different questions that may arise, how can any one of Indiana's fresh produce growers get a hold of you and your team, Scott?
Well, probably the easiest way is to go to our website, which is www.safeproduce.in.com. And from there, there's a feature where they can submit questions or contact us. The website also has our contact information. So that's usually the best way to get a hold of us. That website also has information for upcoming trainings, other places, and ways that, that folks can interact. So we get a lot of folks coming to us through our classes and through our trainings, you know, where we try really hard to make sure that's not our last and only point of contact. So again, there's you know, that would be my suggestion. Go to our website and you can see information and contact info for any member of the team there.
And certainly, as I mentioned, once again, the challenges impacting produce growers, we want to stress to consumers out there that fresh fruits and vegetables are a mainstay and are very important in your diet. And with all the regulations in place, all the different good agricultural practices, or GAP, so to speak, to use one of your terms, I would imagine that that's fresh produce in Indiana and all across the U.S. is completely safe to eat and should be very highly considered when you visit that farmer's market and when you go to your local grocery store, Scott.
Yeah, you know, we really can't say that, that food comes with zero risk, but as I get older, you know, as I seem to age, I personally I'm more afraid of not eating my fruits and vegetables, you know, than withholding out of fear, you know. And again, the growers that we work with do a really amazing job. You know, I've got some growers that I work with down in this area that are spending, you know, tens of thousands of dollars per year on food safety systems, whether that's, you know, managing their inputs or training their employees, you know, doing audits, testing their irrigation water, whatever it takes. So, again, it's, you know, this is... if you work in this area long enough, you know, you find that there's a temptation to become more cautious. But honestly, you know, we do have the safest food supply of anywhere in the world, you know, and so growers work really hard to make sure consumers can enjoy the benefits of you know, fresh fruits and vegetables, not only during our season here in Indiana, but year round. I work with, you know, growers outside of Indiana. I've got several colleagues at other land grants that I work with, and, you know, universally growers are working hard to make sure we maintain, or they maintain that food supply 52 weeks out of the year.
Scott, I always ask this question at the end of the interview, but is there anything else I've forgotten to ask or that you'd like to include as part of your role with Purdue Extension as a food safety educator or the Purdue Extension's Safe Produce Indiana team?
I think we've covered the basis. Really, you know, just remember that from a grower perspective, food safety is all about managing risk. You know, whether that's testing our irrigation water, watching and knowing what inputs we're putting on, training our workers to make sure they know good hygiene. You know, that's really the whole basis of produce food safety, is empowering growers to manage risk on their farm. And as far as Purdue Extension, you know, we've got well over a 100-year history of going out and taking some of that information, whether it be agronomic or just whatever, you know, food safety information, taking that directly to the growers. So, you know, in that regard, produce growers should feel free at any time to reach out to the team. We do try really hard to be a one-stop shop for all things produce food safety, and, you know, we're always here to help. So just don't hesitate to reach out.
Once again, Scott Monroe, food safety educator with Purdue Extension and a member of the Safe Produce Indiana team with Purdue Extension. That website, once again, safeproduce.in.com, all one word. And we'll have that posted as well at our website, HoosierAgToday.com. Scott, thank you so much for your time, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Your Farm Podcast.
Thanks so much. You really enjoyed it.